Good day, everyone. Thank you for waiting. Welcome to Unicasa Indústria de Móveis S.A.'s conference call to discuss first quarter 2025 earnings results. For those who need simultaneous interpreting, we have this tool available on the platform. To access, simply click on the interpretation button using the globe icon at the bottom of the screen and choose your preferred language, Portuguese or English. For those listening to the conference call in English, there is an option to mute the original audio in Portuguese by clicking on Mute Original Audio.
E será disponibilizada no site de RI da companhia,
ri.unicasamoveis.com.br, where you find the full package of our financial disclosure. You can also download the presentation from the chat icon, including the one in English. During the presentation, all participants will be in listen-only mode. Later, we will have a Q&A session. To ask questions, click on the Q&A icon at the bottom of your screen and type in your question to get in line. We recommend that you ask all your questions at once. We emphasize that the information contained in this presentation and forward-looking statements that might be made during the conference call relating to Unicasa's business prospects, projections, and operating and financial targets are based on the beliefs and assumptions of the company's management, as well as on information currently available. Forward-looking statements are not a guarantee of performance. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions, as they refer to future events, and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, market conditions, and other operating factors may affect the company's future performance and lead to results that differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Today we have with us Mr. Guilherme Possebon de Oliveira, Investor Relations Officer. I will turn the floor to Mr. Oliveira. Good afternoon. On slide 4, we see that the result for this quarter was poor. We ended Q1 with an operating loss of 7.2 million BRLs. On slide 5, we can see that the company's consolidated revenue fell by 7.5%. Billing for the Delano brand, as well as for the company's other brands and channels, took place according to production timeline of the products and was basically segmented into 3 temporal stages. Analyzing our interactions with customers through the NPS survey and in conversations with our dealers, we identified that consolidating product deliveries into a single shipment instead of multiple stages would enhance client experience. We therefore decided to unify the billing process in a single stage, the longest stage. This decision is based on improving the experience of delivering products to our customers while simultaneously addressing the greater demand for products with longer production timelines. This change had been underway since the last quarter of 2024, but in Q1, we converted the majority of dealers to this model and had approximately 4 million BRLs in revenue postponed. Our expectation with this change is to improve the Delano customer experience. The company's other brands and channels remain with the standard billing format. Revenue recognition from our stores in the United States fell by 25% due to delivery postponements demanded by consumers and due to a reduction in the client portfolio. As mentioned in last quarter's release, we have changed the sales strategy of our stores and are adjusting the target profile of our customers, which resulted in a 36% reduction in contract signings this quarter. Moving on to slide 6, we return to the executive summary to address the impacts on gross margin, which fell by 12.3 percentage points. Last year, we reduced the prices of some products in order to boost sales. The reduction in revenue has reduced the base for diluting fixed costs. In terms of general manufacturing costs, we have invested in the vertical integration of production, and to this end, we have expanded our indirect workforce, thus increasing our payroll expenses. Depreciation also increased due to the startup of machinery acquired under the investment plan approved in 2021. The cost of acquiring raw materials also increased, as mentioned in last quarter's release. In Q1 2025, we had a greater share of showroom revenue. As a result, the company decided to increase prices to offset these cost increases. The consolidated price increase was 4.5% and will impact revenue from the end of the second quarter of this year. In operating expenses, the contingency expense was the main factor driving the increase in operating expenses and are due to the closing commented on in Q4 24 release. We decided to postpone the closing of one store so that we could pass it on and avoid its closing. We managed to make this transition, but we have this impact in our contingencies. However, we believe that in the long term, this cost is justified by the revenue generated by the store that remains open. Personnel and advertising costs also contributed to the rise in operating expenses. The former was due to an increase of our workforce dedicated to product development. Advertising costs increased due to the welcoming of American architects and due to the Delano Convention for Brazilian and International Dealers that was held in March. This quarter, we welcomed architects and designers from the United States for the first time. We welcomed 28 professionals coming from the relationship with our own stores and those of our dealers. As for the financial result, we have the impact of exchange rate variation and interest on our debt. As a result, we ended the quarter with a net loss of 5.4 million BRL. On slide 7, we can see that the company generated 17.4 million BRL in cash. If we exclude the 12.2 million raised with the second tranche from FINEP funding, cash generation was 5.2 million BRL, despite the operating loss of 7.2 million BRL in the quarter. This cash generation can be explained by two factors. Delano's postponed orders, as commented at the beginning of this presentation, that were placed and paid for here at the factory during the quarter, and the increase in cash advance from customers in order to maintain commercial targets for the second quarter, corroborating the 10.4% increase in sell-out sales by our dealers. Lastly, at the shareholders' meeting held on April 30th, the date of May 29th was approved for the payment of dividends totaling 12 million BRL, a payout of 101.5% of the adjusted net income for 2024. We would like to thank our shareholders, dealers, employees, suppliers, and other stakeholders for the end of another quarter. I now hand over the floor to the operator to begin the Q&A session. We will now start the Q&A session. Let me remind you that to ask questions, you must click on the Q&A icon at the bottom of the screen and type in your question to join the queue. We kindly ask that all questions be asked at once. Our first question comes from an investor called Miguel. Most Brazilian companies that start operations abroad have resulted in losses and withdrawals. Wouldn't it be better for Unicasa to reevaluate and possibly give up on this enterprise? Can you hear me? Miguel, good afternoon. To answer your question, yes, reevaluating our operation in the United States happens ever since we got started. It is part of our daily work as executives of the company. We have to study, execute the plan, and reevaluate the plan as it unfolds. You mentioned reevaluating, possibly giving up. Nothing can be excluded, but we have expectations, and we execute our actions thinking about profitability and generating results. So as things unfold, we reassess. At this point, I cannot give you any information because we haven't made any decision regarding that, but we reevaluate the plan constantly. So thank you for the question. As a reminder, in order to ask questions, you must click on the Q&A icon at the bottom of the screen and type in your question to get in line. Please send your questions all at once. Next question from James, the investor, and I will read the question. Does this quarter's loss change the outlook for the year? Hello, James. Good afternoon. Well, to answer your question and straight to the point, no, it does not change the outlook for the year, and I will explain why. When we prepared the budget for 2025, we already expected to post a loss in the Q1 25 results. Some things happened that were out of our control, but most of this results from our choices that the company made. So let's remember some things that I mentioned in my presentation, just to put your question into context. Over the course of 2024, as I have been informing in the releases, Unicasa made a decision to make some price alignments for some of our products. And of course, that naturally brings a margin reduction. Our expectation with the change was to increase sales volume and billing. Information from our dealers is that indeed, since the middle of last year and towards the end of 2024, we had an increase in sell-out sales. In other words, sales from our stores to end customers. Another fact that we feel is that some of our competitors in May or last month had some stoppages because they had an order reduction, which is not the case of Unicasa. So we made some decisions that impacted the margin, so some price reductions. We also changed the billing for the Delano brand, which we accelerated now in Q1. In the United States, we had one relevant client that postponed the purchases because they had a delay in their construction work. So this client postponed the delivery of the products, and that impacted our results. And looking at costs, we had depreciation of the equipment that we acquired, and that is already starting to take effect in Q1. So there's also a cost increase, which impacts the margin. We had inflation of raw materials. So we made a decision to kind of step on the brakes to see whether we could postpone the effect of this in our negotiations, but we were not successful, and we had to accept a price adjustment in April. In terms of expenses and costs, we are in a process of internalizing production or bringing production in-house, and this involves hiring workforce. So we also had an impact of personnel costs in selling expenses and COGS. Also, when we look at operational expenses, we had an increase in our contingency expense. And the contingency was also a decision we made last year to leave one store open longer than we should so that we could pass it on. And we did pass it on. So with this, we avoided closing one store. And we understand that this decision in the long run will benefit the business. So we have an impact now that will bring us better results in the future. In a nutshell, this loss in Q1 2025, a part of it was expected, another part was a little beyond our expectation, but it does not change our outlook for 2025. Thank you for the question. Next question from Castor Segundo Investor. What is your expectation for the second quarter of 2025? Hello, Castor. Good afternoon. Well, it is not our practice to provide a guidance. We are here to speak about the earnings of Q1 25. So please wait until we close the second quarter so that we can speak more openly about the impacts of what's happening in this quarter and then the impact of what's happening now on the next quarter. Next question from Santiago Santos, investor. I will read his question. The company, which in the past was net cash, has gone into considerable debt since last year, even though these are credit facilities at a more favorable cost. The question that matters is, when will we see the result in sales growth, given that sales have not been growing or have even been decreasing on a quarterly basis? Good afternoon, Santiago. In terms of return of these investments, well, the machinery is arriving, the machinery is being installed, but we haven't got 100% of the pieces of equipment installed. So the payback of the investments we are making will come later. This is not an investment that has a return in the short term. So we still need a little more time so that we can see the positive results of these investments translated in the income statement of the company. Thank you. As a reminder, if you want to ask a question, you should click on the Q&A icon at the bottom of the screen and type in your question to get in line. As a reminder, if you want to ask a question, you must click on the Q&A icon at the bottom of your screen and type in your question to get in line. We kindly ask you to ask all of your questions at once. We have another question from Castor Segundo Investor. I will read it now. Considering the current share price, wouldn't it be interesting to have a share buyback program? Hi, Castor. Yes, if we consider share price, yes, it is always interesting to have a share buyback program. And this is something that we discuss with the controlling shareholder of the company. But in the short term, there is nothing I can tell you about it. For now, thank you. Another question from Santiago Santos Investor. He writes, but when will the purchased machines be operational? Santiago, of the whole investment, we received the last machine this quarter, so it's in the process of being installed and tested for production. We estimate that in the third quarter, we will have 100% of the machines purchased up and running. As I mentioned in one of my prior answers, we are also bringing home production. We are hiring people, we're hiring a workforce, we are in the process of having a payback of these machines. So we are expecting revenue growth as a payback of these investments. This return will happen, but it is not that immediate. It's not the moment that we install the machines, it's not the machine that will bring the payback. We need to have the sales, and we have some strategies being executed so that we can have this payback from our investment. Thank you. As a reminder, if you want to ask a question, you must click on the Q&A icon at the bottom of your screen and type in your question to join the queue. As a reminder, if you want to ask a question, click on the Q&A icon at the bottom of your screen and type in your question to get in line. The Q&A session is closed. We would now like to hand over the floor to the company's closing statements. Well, thank you all for attending. Have a great rest of day. For further information, please contact our Investor Relations Department. Thank you. Unicasa's earnings conference call for the first quarter 2025 is now closed. Thank you very much to all participants and have a good rest of day.